Calvert's father came to him ready to talk about passing down more ownership. But when Drew Calvert brought up the topic this year, his dad said no, saying he didn't want to saddle him with more debt when crop prices are so low. And if they go any lower, Calvert and his peers will face new challenges as they strive to become the next generation of family farmers. For NPR News, I'm Abby Wendell in Macomb, Illinois.
That story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting collaboration focusing on agriculture and food production in the Midwest. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inskeep.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 614.5, down 2.5. Soft December 591, down 9.5. December corn 384.75, up 1.75. March 396.25, up 1. May 405, up 1.25. July 411, up 3/4. January soybeans are 1044.75, down 4.5. March 1051, down 4.5. May 1057.25, down 4.75. July 1061.75, down 4.75. December soybean meals 407.40, down 4.20. December soybean oils 3206, up 15 cents. December live cattle 162.12.5, down 27.5. January feeders are 230.67.5, down 2.10. And December lean hogs are 87.40, and they're up 45. A quick programming announcement. Today is a USDA reporting day with the government updating its WASDE estimates for December, as well as a crop production report, which may or may not contain some surprise along the way. We'll discuss both those reports and moving forward into January with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois, and she'll be on this afternoon at 12:39 Central Time. And she joins us right now ahead of the reports. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Been a very choppy market today on the beans. Early on, they were up. Now they're down. Corn, even more choppy than that. They were up, and then were down, and now they're up again.
Oh, I know. It's almost like nobody knows exactly where to go. And you know, so many people are saying, well, this is a non-event report. But, you know, I think all of us have learned that there is no such thing as a non-event report anymore in the environment that we're in. And so it'll be interesting to see what the USDA does. They can't change acres on this report, but they most certainly could adjust, you know, the size of the crop. And everybody will be waiting to find out what happens. You know, most of your guesses for, like, corn is to have a higher carryout number than we had last month, and beans lower, wheat just slightly higher. So if we come with the range, it will be a non-report. The big report really is going to be January. And you know, if you look at the January report, too, you know, other years we could have great confidence in the report because the FSA numbers were all there. Now, this year, we don't know for sure, you know, if these acreage numbers will be the numbers. They'll be what's reported that far, but it could lead to another surprise somewhere down the road in October.
It could mean that January's final report is not a final report, I suggest.
You're very right. It'll go down in the books as the final report. But then, you know, at some point in time, we could see adjustments being made throughout, and October is the most likely time that we would see the adjustments made to better reflect what the actual numbers were.
So on this report later this morning, can we make a case for USDA increasing its exports in soybeans some?
Well, I do think you can make a case for that. You know, I guess it'll all depend upon how, you know, we're very front-loaded in this marketplace, and I'm certain that they probably look at some of the historicals. If you look at a historical, We normally do front load heavy before the first of the year, and then after the first of the year, we really trail off. But I think, if they're just looking at what we've been doing lately, yes, you can most certainly make an argument that we should have higher exports on beans. And I think that, the majority of us are expecting that to be the case. And it's built in the market, too. I mean, they've been trading it. There's no question about mm-hmm. that.
The reason I bring it up is because, to some degree, a couple of weeks anyway, we're going to see Brazil's soybean crop a little bit later.
Well, yes, and yet, it's very interesting. This morning, CONAB came out with their new numbers.
It's huge.
Huge is right. They jumped from 90.5 million metric tons last month to 95.8 million metric tons. That would put them, if we came in at 95.8 million metric tons, that's 9.7 million metric tons higher than last year and 11% bigger than what they had for a record last year. So, that's pretty darn scary. Paraná definitely has areas that are going to be harvesting already the last week in December. Even though we felt that wasn't going to be the case, they've seen that much improvement. And in talking with Dr. Cordonier, he's very confident in the fact that that's what's going to happen. And so we better be prepared, because once they start to get out there and do this, and of course, we saw this week Argentina come out and the Argentinian bank say, if you don't start selling some beans, we're not going to give you money. And that's really the key, I think, to the whole bean complex is when will the Brazilian and Argentine farmers start to really move the beans out of their stocks and into the market.
Let's look at the corn market and a little bit more. And can we make the case that yield could actually go down in the report today?
Well, I guess we certainly could. It's such a question. When you look at this particular report, these are reports that are based on not on actual information coming in from the farmer. They're still based on what they've been out in the field seeing and some of the things that are going on. And so I guess it comes down to how close the plots that they look at really reflect what's going on in the nation. I had a question on the last report. We dropped the yield, and they did it by dropping Illinois and Indiana 100 ears per acre.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's true, yes, then I guess we can. But, I don't know what to think, to be honest with you, Dave. I'm at a point, this has been one of the most difficult markets to predict, and I think it's because it's been so heavily magnified by all the logistics problems with rail and things moving around.
So let's then go ahead and put that aside and look a little bit at 15 marketings. And ask you if 424 begins to represent fair starting value for a marketing of corn, or the November bean numbers, do those reflect a good starting point for beans?
Well, I believe that they do. In most cases, in talking to people, when you look at the differential between beans and corn, that 10-18 level, or that $10 level has been a pretty good level, saying that we still can make money there. We have less input costs. We have, less harvest costs. There are just so many things that play into it. At the same time, when you look at the $10 level, certainly encourages as much planting in South America as you can possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that because of the because of the U.S. dollar. On the corn side of it, if 424 is the worst you do, I don't think that's a terrible place to be. And do it in options. From the standpoint, when you look at 15, there are a lot of guys who've already sold at much higher levels on, than what these levels are at. But if you've done nothing, these still are not terrible levels. It wasn't that long ago we were down in the 370s. And if for some reason, and we hear rumors, floating around that we might actually see another move coming on the crop insurance side that says we might be able to drop out our lowest APHs. And if we remember back a few years ago when they raised the APH by 11 bushels straight across the board to everybody, it encouraged more corn acres. And so if they do something like that, the whole picture changes from the standpoint of the heavy weight toward planting more beans and less corn. And that is definitely built in the market. The market's been trading that for quite mm-hmm. a while.
Well, it's on ideas of production costs, right?
Right. Absolutely. No question about that. These numbers... certainly give us a better chance or a better opportunity to weigh it against beans. There was a while there when there was no way that you were going to want to plant corn because it just didn't pencil at all. By having corn come up to where it is now, it's closer. And in some cases, depending upon your yields, it's only a matter of a few dollars difference. So in some areas, I don't think you'll see very many changes, you know. But where the changes are going to come are in the Dakotas, you know, and possibly down on the in the southern states. Okay. There you're going to see a lot of change.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later this afternoon, 12:39 with Jackie after those reports come out. Let's see how futures trading. December corn 384.5 up 1.5. July 410.5 up 1.25. Jan beans 1044.25 down 5. July 1061.75 down 4.75. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.